Principal Anthony Majewski learned at an early age what it means to lose trust in the powers that be.
As an elementary school, a sixth grader was told I was never going to be anybody. I was jacked up by a, you know, math teacher in the hallway saying, you're never going to be anybody.
By jacked up, Majewski means...
Like, he actually jacked me up and put me up against the wall. Because I don't sit still too well. They didn't have ADHD back then. That's a diagnosis, I don't think.
Although he laughs it off now, it was a pivotal moment for the man who's now in charge of Hill Friedman World Academy.
I don't want kids ever to feel that way. And I'm trying to create, I mean, that's kind of like where my passion is, to create an environment where kids never feel like that.
Hill Friedman is a small, extremely successful, selective admission, traditional public school in Northwest Philadelphia. The school itself divides into two parts. One is a magnet program, where the best and brightest are expected to learn above their grade levels. The other part is specifically tailored to serve physically and intellectually disabled students with complex support needs. Despite an overwhelmingly poor student body, Hill Friedman is the sixth best middle school in Pennsylvania, if you judge by combined reading and math scores on state standardized tests. Until this year, the school served grades 6 through 8. But at the urging of parents, Majewski convinced the district to let him expand Hill Friedman into a high school. But he still had to convince his 8th graders to stay, instead of going to one of the district's already established, top-performing magnet schools. Initially, Destiny Mason was skeptical. With her grades, she could go to the school of her choice. But her dad, Scott, wanted her to stay at Hill Friedman.
I guess about 7th grade, I said, I wish that this would turn into a high school so you could stay there. So then when last year, and she was like, oh, Dad, he said this could be a house. I was like, great, great, great.
And I was just like, no, I want to go to girls' high. My mom was so set on it. And then as Mr. Majewski started giving us like these little meetings about what would happen and what we'd be doing, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do what my dad said and come here.
40 of these high-achieving magnet students signed up for the 9th grade. So too did 18 of the students with complex support needs. But there's a big problem moving forward. The current Hill Friedman building is already at maximum capacity. It can handle the new 9th grade, but not a 10th, let alone a full high school. Now, in a district plagued by financial instability, Majewski is in a race against the clock to find a new building and keep the trust of the students who've put their futures in his hands.
You know, I got a couple of kids saying, well, I gave up Central for you, Mr. Majewski. You got to make this right for us. So the pressure is on. It's funny, but it's truthful.
Majewski is not a top-down kind of guy. He allowed students to vote for some of the curriculum, choose school uniforms, and in one case, even cast the deciding vote in a new faculty hire.
For their language arts teacher, it was a vote. And it came down to their vote because we were kind of torn. Like, we had 3 people, and everyone ranked them differently. And when it came down to kids, it was the kids' pick. Literally. I'm not kidding about that.
It's this type of leadership, this genuine respect for his student body, that initially caught the attention of the Philadelphia School Partnership, the reform-minded education advocacy group that's pledged $2.6 million towards Hill Friedman's expansion. PSP hopes the school will provide opportunities for more than 600 kids who are currently shut out of the district's best high schools. But the expansion does have its critics. Growing Hill Friedman into a fully fledged high school will cost far more than the PSP's $2.6 million. When the School Reform Commission voted in July to accept the money, Commissioner Joseph Duretsky dissented. He argued that paying to expand Hill Friedman would siphon resources away from the existing schools.
You've got to keep track of where the money's coming from, and this money is coming from everybody else. It's not like it's just coming out of the air. It has to come from the other students.
Donna Cooper is the Executive Director of Public Citizens for Children and Youth. She says even amid a budget crisis, Hill Friedman should grow. She said expanding schools like it helps reverse the trend of families leaving for charter schools.
If we don't look to the future and look for opportunities at the same time that we're trying to keep the district afloat, I think it's going to be harder to keep quality leadership in the district, and that's so important.
Although the district calls Hill Friedman, quote, a priority, Principal Majewski still has no idea what next year will look like, as he now tries to pitch prospective parents and students on a school that's currently more idea than reality. In the meantime, the fear of letting his students down is constant.
That's what scares me the most, you know, because like I said, I have kids who gave up some golden tickets to go to really awesome schools. And, you know, their trust is in, you know, really me. You know, it's on my shoulders, not anyone else's shoulders.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.